Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's a drive into deep right field. Back goes Suzuki. He'll make the catch, but a run is going to score on the sacrifice fly, and the Padres lead 1-0. Jackson Merrill gets the run batted in. San Diego leads 1-0.
What went into the decision to stick with Shota there in the fifth versus Soroka or Joaquin Machado?
The result suggested we should have done something different. Really just confidence in Shota, plain and simple there. I thought he was pitching well. I thought he was throwing the ball really well.
Machado's 0-2. Here's the pitch. He swings, drills one deep to left, going back half at the track near the wall, looks up. And Machado has gone yard, a two-run job. And San Diego now up 3-0 over the Cubs in the fifth.
The pitch on the way. A ground ball to short. Scooped up by Bogarts, goes to second. One over to first. Double play. The ball game is over. 6-4-3 on the double play. Tricky hop for Bogarts. He was able to glove it, shovel it to Cronenworth, who fired to first for the game-ending 6-4-3 double play. So the Padres have forced a third and final game, and it's coming up tomorrow.
Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, the sweet sounds of Pat Hughes, although sounds a little different coming off of a loss. Yes, the Padres. It was the Padres who beat the Cubs today 3-0. What does that mean? A winner-take-all tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Much to discuss. Judson Richards along with you until 9 o'clock this evening. Again, Game 2 goes to the Pods. 3-0 the final. We've got a pretty wide-open next 2 hours. What does that mean? More of you. In fact, AJ, Matt, you guys are hitting leadoff. We'll get to you in just a moment. 312-644-6767. Sahada Sharma of The Athletic will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. A number of questions for Sahada, but just so you know, it is Jameson Taillon on the bump tomorrow. He will match up against another name you know pretty well, like Dylan Cease. Drafted by the Cubs, but a former White Sox. It will be Yu Darvish tomorrow for the Padres, and we will get into that matchup throughout the show. So much to talk about. The text line, I'd like to know from you, who's your X factor for tomorrow's game, right? Like game three, you check the box score. Who do you need to see to be better? Or who do you expect to shine? Who will be the difference in this series for the Cubs to get them to the divisional round? 312-644-6767. Plenty of thoughts on Craig Counsell, the decision-making. We can pick on Craig Counsell as much as we want, and I'm sure we will at some point over the next 2 hours. But let's not allow our frustration with Craig to get in the way of the offense. The Cubs pitching staff allowed 3 runs, not 10 runs, okay? They lost 3-0 for a team that has struck out 24 times over the last 2 games. The Cubs have had 2 really competitive innings offensively. Carson Kelly, Say Suzuki go back-to-back, and then the one run that they actually manufactured as well with the Dansby Swanson inning where he got it started. And they kind of manufactured that one to make it a 3-1 ball game instead of a 2-1 ball game. But offensively, no matter what you do tomorrow, whether it's an opener, it's not going to be, but it's Jameson Taillon, or, you know, no matter how quickly they get into the bullpen, the offense has to be better for the Cubs. 312-644-6767. Let's let Matt and Glenview get us started here this evening. Hey, Matt, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, yeah, at the game today, you know, we got caught out by the double steal. That was unfortunate. Shota left in too long, and then, you know, the hitters, we just got beat by really good sliders. I think for tomorrow, the key is you got to take the pressure off PCA. He's our future. Tucker's not our future. When Tucker was out, Ballesteros was in, kind of took the pressure off PCA. You can see PCA getting real frustrated, these heavy situations. You know, he's kind of a sniper. He's not like our number two, number three hitter. We really need, I think, a little spark. Ballesteros, some contact tomorrow. I think that could be a big key.
Matt, hold on. Let me just to clarify. You think that having Ballesteros hit for Tucker takes pressure off of PCA?
PCA coming up. You know, guys guys in scoring position, and that, you know, just couldn't deliver. And I think just getting our DH being productive is critical to take the pressure off PCA. You know, he's still young, he's still immature. You know, putting him, the whole load on him was just too tough. You could see it today at the ball game, and the pressure throwing his bat, throwing his helmet, kind of unfortunate. And, you know, I think tomorrow, Maybe a switch in the DH.
Matt, you know, I think there's a lot of Cubs fans that may feel similar to you with Kyle Tucker. But besides really his last 2 months, he's one of the best hitters in all of baseball. And I thought, you said you were at the game today, right? Did you have, well,
yeah.
You may not have had the best time. It was a spectacular day, I'm assuming, at Wrigley.
You know, the crowd was really into it you know, the sixth or seventh when, you know, PCA struck out with guys in scoring position. You know, we kind of, everyone felt deflated a little bit. And I agree, Tucker on paper, what he did before he got injured is great, you know, but it's just, we got to change something. We got one game tomorrow.
Yeah, Matt, thanks for the call, buddy. The thing about Kyle Tucker, because I've had similar thoughts where like he was 1-for-12 against the Cardinals, so played the three games there. Was 0-for-3 in game one, took a 1-for-4 today. And the thing about Tucker DHing is it kind of hamstrings Council's ability to make lineup, right? If you're like Ian Happ's matchups or splits, his career against Dylan Cease is terrible. Why is he in there? Well, Ballesteros doesn't really have a position. Kyle Tucker has to DH because they don't want that calf to pop with him running around in the outfield. So you're kind of stuck with Kyle Tucker at DH. Do you really think enough of Ballesteros to take Tucker out of the game? A guy who is going to get maybe $400+ million. I look at it as Ballesteros would absolutely kill for the career that Kyle Tucker has had. And I'll say this, even though he hasn't looked overly sharp, maybe the best swing that I've seen him take since he came back from the calf injury was his first at bat against Dylan Cease. And then he also roped a ball his last at-bat. So I thought I saw two really great swings from Kyle Tucker. And when I look at his career, I'm looking at it right now. He's got an 865 ops career. He is a 140 ops plus career player. If there was ever a spot in the lineup you were going to gamble, I just don't think taking Kyle Tucker out of it. I think that the Padres would be thrilled if they decided to take Kyle Tucker out of the lineup. And you don't want to make decisions that are going to thrill Mike Shildon, the San Diego Padres. 312-644-6767. Matt, good phone call. Let's go to AJ in Itasca next. Hey, AJ, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing good. So I just have a few points that I wanted to bring out. We could all rip on Council. Maybe he made a questionable decision leaving Shota in to go up against Machado, but let's be real. Zero runs is unacceptable. So with or without that home run, we still lose. I didn't mind Kittredge opening. I thought, you know, Shota has given up maybe 12 runs to his last two outings besides today. So I didn't really mind that, you know, get Kittredge in, you know, settle down Shota so that he can go up against the lefties. But honestly, what I think is our main problem is our offense. Our pitching has been absolutely phenomenal. Giving up 3 runs in a game is more than okay. And, it's the playoffs and you don't want to give up any, but 3 runs is more than okay. When you score absolutely 0 and you can't knock those people in running in scoring position in, that's where you're going to lose. And I think, honestly, Tucker needs to wake up, and he is partly the reason, besides PCA, that we're probably going to lose the series.
You just said we're probably going to lose this series. Is that how you're feeling right now? You think this is a wrap?
I know, and I'm a super optimistic Cubs fan.
I don't think so, AJ. Come on.
Well, here's the thing. Tucker is looking for a payday, and honestly, he's not going to get it anywhere else if he's going to keep batting like this. And I know he is one of the name Kyle Tucker is one of the best baseball players in baseball. But he needs to show up, or else we're absolutely going to get smoked. Our pitching is not the problem. It's him. And I think PCA needs to change his approach just a little bit. I think he's a little swing excited.
A little bit. AJ, you struck out 5 times in his 6 at-bats.
Exactly. I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but let's be real. Like, he's not playing good. I think he needs to change his approach a little bit, swinging at garbage. And honestly, I think the main key for tomorrow is you got to score early. If you need to get as much runs as you can, you need to get as much runs as you can for Yu Darvish. Because once that bullpen for San Diego comes in, you're as good as done.
Yep.
You need to make sure you stomp the foot early, and you need to just hold your own until the end of that ballgame.
AJ,
so those are my takes and my thoughts.
Yeah, no, good call, buddy. Thank you. 312-644-6767. The Andrew Kittredge thing, one of the things I didn't like about it is it was just kind of clunky. Like, I know, like, he gave up 1 run. You don't like that. But it felt like an odd way to start the game. Like, you wanted to be crisp. You wanted to get going. You know, I mean, Wrigley is just ready to absolutely erupt. I mean, think about what it sounded like in game 1. And then game 2, you're looking to deliver more as a crowd and even louder potentially to celebrate moving on to the divisional round. And you do not get a single run. And what do they have? I mean, do they strike out, 13? No, I think they struck out maybe 11 times today, 13 times yesterday. They struck out 24 times in the last 2 games. And AJ, you mentioned that bullpen of the Padres. Dylan Cease was not happy he was pulled when he was. I don't blame him. Mike Shildt was like, I am not going to get out of this postseason without leaning on what we are the best at, and that's the best bullpen in baseball. Right? Like, Shildt was like, I'm getting my bullpen in here right now. I am not going to allow for a second Dylan Cease to lose this when the thing that we do best is get into that bullpen. The internet is talking about that 104-mile-per-hour pitch that Mason Miller threw to Carson Kelly, 104 at the bottom of the zone. The conversation is that the greatest pitch of all time? Now, Aroldis Chapman is like, excuse me, I'd like to have a word. But damn it, when you are dotting 104... That's the kind of bullpen that the Padres have. They're a very good, maybe a great team. They're a 90-win team. They don't scare you. They shouldn't scare you. They shouldn't terrify you. The one thing that should scare you about this team is what happened today. That you fall behind by a run or 2 or 3, you get to the 4th or 5th inning, and they get to that bullpen. And then they can just suffocate you. But the Cubs still need to take more competitive at-bats. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Wayne in Lafayette. Hey, Wayne, what's going on? You're on 6-7 The Score.
Hey, old buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Whatever happened to the old Barry Bonds method? You remember when old Don Zimmer, Barry Bonds would come up, Don Zimmer would just say, send him down, man. Just send him down to first base.
You know what, Wayne?
Their best batters, they just if they're standing on first base, they're not hitting home runs against you, buddy.
Wayne,
know what I'm saying?
I was watching the game when Buck Showalter intentionally walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded because they were up by 2 runs. You remember that? It was like 98, 99.
Yeah, I do.
And then,
that was great.
And the Diamondbacks won that game. So go ahead, Wayne, continue, because I think I'm with you on your point here.
I just think, and they've done that to several other teams this year. They're pitching to their best guys. I don't know if it's their pride or what the heck it is. But if their best guy is standing on first base, he's not hitting a home run against you. And I mean it's absolutely a man on first base is not scoring unless somebody else gets a hit. And you gotta trust your stuff against the lower down batters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Wayne, I'm with you. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. And I know that Manny Machado has not been good this series. He has the sixth most home runs ever in the postseason by a third baseman. So there should be some respect there. And the bigger storyline to me in this game, in that particular moment, is not just about pitching to Manny Machado, but it was about who was on deck. Right, Jackson Merrill, the left-handed batter, was on deck. And Merrill's splits are drastically different, especially power-wise, from right-handers versus left-handers. So yesterday when I said Council really beat Mike Shildt because Shildt intentionally walked Bush and then brought Nico Hoerner to the plate, who has the best batting average or best runners in scoring position batting average in all of baseball at .371, in all of National League, I should say, and then Nico delivered. But then today, when you saw Mike Shildt go ahead and play the matchup role, and he got Cease out of there, and then they had lefty-lefty, Morholm versus PCA. That really worked for them, and he just got into their bullpen early. And then Council went with his confidence in Shota Imanaga, which makes no sense when you run out an opener. When you run out an opener, you're telling me you don't have that much confidence. And by the way, you shouldn't, because Shota has allowed the most home runs than any other pitcher since the All-Star break, 20 of them. So he went with his confidence. He was wrong. And the Padres managed better than they flat out just played better today. And we'll have a game 3 tomorrow. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Preston in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Preston, what's going on? You're on the Score.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
You got it, buddy.
This was my first playoff game that I've ever been to. And I was expecting like great things. I was hoping that we could make it to the division series. But right from the get go when Merrill hit that double and scored the run, like when we were down the entire game, right? And I was still optimistic until like that 2-run homer, and then I just like killed my motivation. Like,
yeah, that hurt.
I knew
huh?
that Yeah, I knew it was pretty much like over at that point.
Well, that's a problem, yeah. Preston, because you'd like to think that this offense could make you feel better than it being over. Can I ask you, for your first playoff game, did you grab any memorabilia? Did you buy a program to hold on to for your man cave?
No, we didn't do any of that.
No?
I mean, I wasn't really in the mood to do that, to be honest.
who'd you go with?
Oh, it was just me and my dad. So it was fun.
Well, that's an epic day, Preston. Would have been more epic if you had a win, but I hope you and your old man had a good time, and let's see if this offense can show up and be better tomorrow. Again, like, I've watched, I feel like, two different Cubs teams this season. The first half team was very much this, like, refuse-to-lose bunch. That's why in the first half of the season, they had the third-best record in all of Major League Baseball. Second half of the season, it felt like more of a, yeah, we'd like to win. yeah, we'd really like to win. You had the 12th best record in all of baseball. All right? Drastically different. Game one, I felt like we saw that first half team. The long ball really helped. I know they only scored 3 runs. 3 runs may do it in these playoffs. And you saw Dansby be electric, and they were sharp, and it looked like more of that refuse-to-lose team. Today, it looked drastically different. But you also have to recognize there's a reason why the Padres are credited with the best bullpen in all of baseball. Credited, statistically speaking. They just have earned it ERA-wise. But we got to see it firsthand how absolutely filthy they are. Let's go to Bud in Indy with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Bud, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, bud. Yourself?
Not very good. Not very good.
Let's
Not
talk
very
it out.
Good at all.
Yep. Let's talk it out, bud.
I'm we get a caller that talked about Moises Vaceros pinch hitting for Kyle Tuck. I am 150% in agreeance with that guy. And here's why. He has better bat-to-ball skills right now at this particular moment because watching Kyle Tucker, some of the swings just do not look very good. And honestly, I have a lot of confidence in this kid. I've been saying it for a long time. But he's going to, you know, putting the bat on the ball, we just got way too many strikeouts that's going on right now. We can't move runners. Craig's too selfish to bunt because analytically, all these analytic nerds out there that don't – I mean, look at the Padres today. They bunted when they had one out with their rise to move Tatis over. And then we just pitched to Manny. I mean – you get a guy like Moises. He's been a minor league player of the year back to back years. But not only that, but the kid can flat out hit. And right now, some of the guys that we got hitting, they're not even putting a bat on a ball. We got to make something happen. What do you guys think?
Bud, thanks for the call. By the way, you mentioned Moises Baicero's bat to ball skills. He was one of the 11 strikeouts today, so he did strike out. He just is not a defensive catcher at the big league level. They're not going to catch him. He's a left-handed batter. Michael Busch hit 34 home runs this year. Michael Busch had an incredible season. And so if you're asking me, do I want Ballesteros to hit instead of Kyle Tucker? The answer is no. The answer is flat out no. And by the way, a big part of it had to do with watching Kyle Tucker hit today. I thought Tucker looked probably the best that I've seen him since he returned. The Dylan Cease ball, his first at bat, absolutely barreled, was right on time. And then his last at bat as well was right on time. He had one strikeout today. But all these guys strike out, especially Pequot Armstrong, who I think we should talk about. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you until 9 o'clock. Listen, if you want to get on, I will get you on until 9 o'clock. 312-644-6767. We'll get to some of these texts as well. But let's talk about this coming up next. Let's keep it with Tucker, but also Pequot Armstrong a little bit as well. The Cubs once thrived with PCA and Kyle Tucker. Are they now just surviving with the two of them? Your texts, your phone calls as well. That's coming up. You're listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score.
We knew it was going to be tough. I don't think any of us expected to have the Padres just lay down. It would have been really nice to just get this series over with today, but we're also prepared to come back tomorrow and do it again.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, tomorrow, the decisive Game 3 between the Cubs and the Padres in the NL Wild Card Series at Wrigley Field. Raheemy Harris-Grody will be live from Gallagher Way yet again from 10 to 1:30 with special guests previewing Game 3. A reminder, every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on The Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. That's what I'm supposed to tell you. The start time, brace yourself, because the start time has not been decided as of yet. And I just would keep listening to The Score for when we learn. We will let you know. But this is the official word of how we will learn said start time tomorrow. It will be at 2:08 if the Yankees and the Reds win. It will be at 4:08 if the Yankees and the Dodgers win. It'll be at 5:08 if the Red Sox and the Reds win. And it will be at 6:38 if the Red Sox and Dodgers win. Very much of a who's on first situation here. Basically, and I get it. Listen, this is market number three. San Diego fans love their Padres. There will be great ratings for this game. So they're going to want to try to get it in the evening if the Yankees and the Dodgers aren't in the way, basically. So those are all of the scenarios. Here's what I can promise you. The only local broadcast right here on 670 The Score. And as soon as we know, we will let you know. 312-644-6767. It's been a great series. Sometimes you're the window. How's it go? Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. Today you felt like the Cubs were a little bit of the bug. Especially with Mason Miller. Good Lord. 104 miles per hour. But I'm watching Pico Armstrong. I'm watching Kyle Tucker as well. And I thought Tuck took some good swings today. I did not feel that way watching Pico Armstrong. And I haven't felt it in a while, unfortunately. PCA hit 216 after the All-Star break, right? The league made an adjustment. We talked about it. I worked on The Score. I was here the evening of the All-Star game. Okay, so I had on the television right here in front of me PCA taking center field and Kyle Tucker taking right field. Like just 66 regular season games ago, we had two guys that were like fighting each other for MVP race in the National League. We feel drastically different here today. Like they were thriving then, and now it feels a little bit like the Cubs are trying to survive with PCA and Kyle Tucker. Tucker's a different situation because he's hurt and he hamstrings the lineup a little bit, right? Ian Happ had to be out there today. Tucker is going to DH. And I will stand on that. You want Ballesteros to play so badly? You want Kyle Tucker to be out? No. No shot. He's just too good. He's just too good and it could happen at any moment. He's the guy that could change the game at any moment. PCA, on the other hand, the approach is just really, really hard to watch. By the way, love the dude. Really, really love the dude. He gets it. He absolutely gets it. He wants to be great. The throwing of the bat, the throwing of the helmet, doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. He is infuriated that he cannot do more for himself, for his teammates, and for Wrigley Field. I get it. But at some point, he's either got to figure out how to make more contact or Craig Counsell may have to make some difficult decisions because they can't score runs. At least they couldn't today. And so if a manager really feels like a guy gives him no shot at the plate, he's going to have to make a difficult decision. And the thing about PCA, like if he were 0 for 6 with three ground outs, a flyout, and a couple Ks, okay. But he gives himself no chance to really utilize what he does best, and that's his speed. Right? Like the guy that causes havoc on the bases, which has been so much fun to watch, there is no shot of that when you strike out 5 of 6 times. Except for maybe that one time you put the ball in play. But you just need the ball put in play more. And the thing that's scary about PCA a little bit, with Counsell being forced to make a tough decision, is his approach at the plate. When you go to the plate, are you looking fastball in an 0-0 count? If you are, then why are you swinging at breaking balls? Like what? If you're looking for a breaking ball, why are you swinging at a fastball up out of the zone? You have to question his approach because he looks so lost at the plate at times. And I'm not asking for four home runs and six at-bats. I'm asking to allow you to use your speed. Put the ball in play. Where is Anthony Rizzo to teach him how to choke up on said bat? Right? Like give me that swing a little bit. 312-644-6767. Paul wants to talk about it on the Northwest side. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You are so money, you don't even know it. Sorry to steal that from Vince Vaughn, but you hit the nail right on the head. I know it's an unpopular opinion. Pete Crow Armstrong is electric. I don't want to lose that defense, and I know that that man gets people, you know, off their seats and on their feet.
Yep. Yep.
But at the end of the day, if I'm picking one or the other, and I don't want to pick either one, but if I'm picking one or the other, I'm going to experience. The moment might be getting a little too much for PCA, and I'm with you. Lay down a bunt. If you're going to be in the lineup, get on base, seal those bases. That's what you're there for. I feel like he's swinging out of his shoes, trying to put the ball, you know, in the bleachers, and that's great. But I'm going experience, and if you're going to pick one person or another, I'm going with Mo in the lineup over PCA rather than I'm taking the experience of Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is proven. Yeah, he may be injured, but we've seen what he can do, and we know the moment's not too big for him. That's just my take. I'm kind of glad that, you know, you stole everything that I had to say, but, you know, that's why
well,
you're
on,
in your seat.
Well, hold on, Paul. Listen, you're swapping out Ballesteros for PCA. Like, you're running Ballesteros out there in center field? I know that the hefty kid is really athletic, but probably not the best approach. Because DH
Paul.
That's the problem.
Right. You're 100% right. Yeah, you know, you got to find a way to put him, you know, somewhere to put him. But, you know, if I'm talking about at-bats, I would rather have that bad at-bat in. But, you know, again, you know, I hope Craig could figure that out. But, again, I'm not advocating for either one of the guys being benched.
Yeah.
I would just rather have that bat being replaced than Kyle Tucker, who's proven to be a superstar in the big moments. And, you know, knock on wood, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, PCA, you know, kind of, you know, goes back and regroups and, you know, we get to the NLDS and maybe, you know, he makes some corrections. But, again, don't want either one of those guys out of the lineup. But if I'm, you know, going to swap at bats, I would rather be looking at Mo taking PCA's at bats.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for the call, buddy. 312-644-6767. Again, now that, there's always the other side of the coin. It's like, well, who else are you putting in there? Because we know how great he is defensively. You really feel like Willie Castro gives you this much better option at the plate? No, like, I don't want him to go anywhere. I want him to be there for 10 to 12 years. But you got to change that approach. I'm asking for contact, right? I'm not asking. Because the thing about PCA right now is his accolades don't match his contributions. 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, 30 doubles, the first ever do it for a guy in a Cubs uniform. But even if you look at the 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, he's not homering and he's not getting on base to steal them. So these numbers, these beautiful things he accomplished, like he's not getting a chance to reach those things. 312-644-6767. John is with us in South Holland. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks. I love the show. I love listening to this. And I am a huge PCA fan, Cub fan since 1969. The kid is talented. He's got it. All those things you said. But he's beaten himself. They didn't figure it out. He thinks he's got to carry it, in my opinion. He thinks he's got to carry this team because he's an all-star and all the accolades he was getting. I think he needs, like the last caller said, he needs to reset. He's awesome. I can't see him out. Well, I understand you, the bat, you know, and the Ballesteros, or however you say that kid's name.
Yeah, Ballesteros. John, what do you mean by reset? You're saying council should sit him?
In his mind.
Oh, in his
mind.
Right.
No, his mind. He has to reset. He's barking and screaming and crying and throwing his bat. That wasn't what he was doing in the beginning. He was having fun, and now he thinks he's got to carry the Cubs. Like, he's Superman. He's part of the team. He does. In my opinion, that's what I think he's going through.
Yeah, you think he's just putting too much on himself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but could you blame him, John? I mean, the starting center fielder in
Major League Baseball. I would be upset too, but I quit golfing with a guy that once he hits a bad ball, he's done with for the day. I'm like, hey, dude, we're out here golfing. Let's have fun.
Relax, Tiger. John.
Yeah, and that's what he is. He's a tiger that's not relaxed.
Yeah. Thanks, John. I appreciate it, buddy. That was a Tiger Woods reference on my part, by the way, in case anyone picked up on that. I don't. Does anyone else kind of? I don't know. They don't run parallel necessarily, but I do think of. And I've actually done a topic where Caleb Williams and PCA remind me a little bit of each other, or at least what they're working towards. And one of the things that I'm always so impressed with number 18 on Sundays, forgive me for forcing the NFL into a great Cubs day, is I talked about it Monday morning when I was on in the scores. The only time you see Caleb Williams, think about it, the only time you see Caleb Williams rage is in celebration. When he's running towards the end zone, and he's celebrating with Roman Dunze, where he's running off the field after a win, like in Las Vegas. That's the only time you see him kind of go wild. Otherwise, he is very much don't let him see you sweat. And I think it's a really great attribute that he has. PCA is wired differently, right? Like, his rage, you see it come out of him. Now, I don't know if that's something that you need to change or grow up out of, or it's just who he is. But to John's point, John sees it as pressure. And I think, you know, I think that's a good way to look at it. The problem is, whatever pressure he's putting on himself right now, he ain't helping anybody with his approach at the plate. A little bit of do less probably would go a long way for PCA. 312-644-6-64. Nick is with us. No, 60s. I gave out the wrong phone number. I'm still trying to figure out what time the Cubs are going to play tomorrow. 312-644-6767. Nick is with us in Park Ridge. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
I was just asking, I mean, how do we feel about Kyle Tucker in free agency this year? I mean, he's been playing really good, you know, all-star, all that. He's been playing awesome. Are we re-signing him? He is expensive. Teams are going to be coming after him. I mean,
Nick, I feel like he's getting cheaper. I feel like he's getting cheaper by the day, don't you, with the season that he's having?
At the end of the day, though.
No, he is. He is. Here's one of the thoughts I had about Kyle Tucker. How much do you think he's enjoyed being a Cub at this point? And take into account, Nick, playing at Wrigley Field where the wind felt like it blew in for most of the year. Like, do you think he's really enjoyed himself here with everything that's gone on? Not that he's had a bad experience, and I don't expect the Cubs to compete really financially, but I just don't think he's going to just fight his way to get back here with the season that he's had.
I think if we kept playing how we did before this All-Star break, he would be a Cub for the rest of his life. It's a different ball club after the All-Star break, at least from what I've watched.
Yeah.
It's just, and PCA after the All-Star break, he said he was batting .217.
Yep.
I don't even want to know what he was batting before the All-Star break. That's how different the change has to be.
Yeah, I don't think his batting average was great, but you know how spectacular it was. You know, I mean, he hit 25 home runs before the All-Star break, and he hit 6 afterwards.
That's, come on.
So what do you think, Nick? You think they get it done tomorrow? I still think the Cubs are a better team than the Padres.
I do, too. I'm actually going to the game tomorrow. I got bleacher tickets. Oh. I got my PCA jersey. I'm still going to wear it. I love the kid.
I'm with you. So do I. But
it's fun to watch. Did they announce who's starting yet tomorrow?
Yeah, you got Jameson Taillon going for the Cubs. He'll match up against Yu Darvish for the Padres.
Yu Darvish, old Cub.
Yeah, old Cub.
I don't know. I think we still got it. Yu's a little washed, in my opinion.
I was going to say old Cub, old guy. He's 39 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. 312-644-67. Let's talk more about that pitching matchup. And again, something happened today where I was like, am I seeing the right person in the game? So Jameson Taillon goes for the Cubs in game 3 Is that the right move? Are there other options? Let's discuss it. Your text, your phone calls as well. That's coming up next on 6-7 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Now the 0-2. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Tyone strikes out two. He fans Herrera.
It's big. It's been electric the last couple days. I think I get more adrenaline just sitting on the sidelines. I get nervous sitting in the dugout. So, yeah, the fans are bringing it. I know they'll bring it again tomorrow. And I'm sure, you know, when I'm laying my head down tonight, I'll envision what that looks like and feels like that way tomorrow. We're ready
for it. We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs need a hero. Is Jameson Taillon on that hero tomorrow as J-Mo, as his friends call him? I am not, so I will call him Jameson Taillon. He will match up against Yu Darvish tomorrow. And then the numbers on you, because I, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, he was here. I've kind of lost touch with what he's up to. How old is he? Yu Darvish, 39 years old. He had elbow inflammation. They shut him down. He did not begin his season until early July. So Yu Darvish on the year, 5-5 with a 5.38 ERA, okay? And that's the season that Yu Darvish has had. As far as Jameson Taillon, by the way, Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. And so we'll dive a little bit deeper into Taillon, the injuries that he had. But Taillon's been pretty good as of late. Again, his year, he only made 23 starts this series with this season with a couple of injuries, 11-7, 3.68 ERA. His last four starts for Taillon, a 1.54 ERA, 17 strikeouts, and 6 walks. Was I the only one that saw Colin Ray come into the game and think, wait, I thought Colin Ray may be starting game 3? Like, I know that Colin Ray isn't necessarily the guy that you wanted in the rotation. He kind of filled the slot when Justin Steele went down. But Colin Ray really gave the Cubs, I mean, if there was ever a guy, besides maybe Brad Keller, but if there were a guy when you started the season, be like, I did not expect him to give us what he gave us. Colin Ray on the year, 11-7, a 3.95 ERA. Colin Ray's last four starts, a 1.93 ERA, And maybe most importantly, no home runs. I actually think you could have made a case that Colin Ray should have gotten the ball over Shota Imanaga with how many home runs Imanaga has given up in the back half of the season. Padres do not have great splits against a lefty versus a right-hander. I'm sure that played into it. But I got to tell you, I was surprised to see Colin Ray get in the game when he did today because I thought there was a decent chance that he may be making the start tomorrow instead of Jameson Taillon. But no, it will be J-Mo going for the Cubs. Let's get back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Thomas in St. Charles. Thomas, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've been on hold because I really wanted to make this point. We have been talking about PCA, and rightfully so, talked about the decision-making from counsel pitching to Machado, rightfully so. I'm absolutely infuriated with the performance of Ian Happ. I'm not sure why I'm not hearing rage and infuriation over Ian Happ. He's absolutely pathetic. What are his stats in this series? Has he even been on base? I know he hasn't hit the ball at all. His approach at the ball looks pathetic and slow. I'm just not a big Ian Happ fan. I always go back and forth because he's so streaky. But when we get in a series like this, that guy is batting third, and he is not performing whatsoever with runners on base. I mean, I hope to God this guy's not on the roster next year. I don't know the feasibility of getting rid of him, but I'd bring up Casey and I'd put other people in the field and get rid of that guy. He is absolutely letting this team down. I mean, what do you think?
Thomas, thanks for the call. Listen, one thing we've discussed is this Cubs lineup is hamstring a little bit, hamstrung, because of Kyle Tucker and the injury. He has to be your DH. And Ian Happ has, what, three gold gloves consecutively in left field? And so I just, like, we continue to go down this roster and talk about it, and perhaps this speaks to roster depth, but what is the answer to who you're going to put out there instead of Ian Happ? And by the way, Ian Happ in September, and Thomas, I'm not going to try to change your opinion about how you feel about Happ. You feel however you want. And Happ has not had a great season, but his last 24 games, he had an 843 ops, four home runs. He had 270, a 371 on base percentage. Like it, did he have a typical Ian Happ season? No, he certainly did not. And if Kyle Tucker, in my opinion, if Kyle Tucker had a healthy calf, I don't think Ian Happ is in the game today with the splits that he has against Dylan Cease. But you can't do a lot of things because Moises Ballesteros, who Cubs fans have fallen for, and he has become the guy who has the answer to getting through the series, which I find a bit interesting, especially if you're looking to swap out Kyle Tucker. I would encourage you to go look up Kyle Tucker's statistics over his entire career, and I think you'd feel a little bit differently. But there are a lot of things that you can't do in this lineup when the DH spot is stuck the way that it is, when Moises Ballesteros really is positionless. And if you say, put him at first base and get Michael Bush out of the game, if it's versus a right-hander, I think Michael Bush has had too great a season. I really do. 34 home runs. Like, give that man a little bit of respect. Because what you're looking at, what Ballesteros has done, is in the minors. AAA is not one step below the bigs. AAA is way, 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 way below the big leagues versus the pitching that you're facing. So, I'd like him in the lineup, too. I just think roster construction-wise, with an injured Kyle Tucker, makes it really, really tough. These are all great questions to ask Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic. We will get into the matchups. We will ask him what he thought of the game that Craig Counsell had today, and we'll get into the matchups coming up tomorrow as well. Also, these texts, a lot of great phone calls. We'll keep it going all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.